This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
I'm a Lift MP with Labour, and I'm based in the Taranaki King Country electorate.
All right, okay. Yes, indeed, it was one chap that I usually have on here, of course, couldn't make it, so poor fellow. So Jamie suggested that I have a word with you. We can't.
Oh, that's great. Yep. Well, we're a pretty tight caucus, so we certainly share the jobs around when we get the opportunity.
That's good too. Yes, indeed. We can't start other than acknowledging the passing of Queen Elizabeth, of course. And there'll be more to do with that, and no doubt Parliament will make some plans. And, of course, King Charles III, big change.
Certainly is. And for myself, as for so many of us, it's such an adjustment. You know, we've only known our Queen and her service to her country and to the full Commonwealth. And it will be an adjustment, but King Charles is certainly had a long apprenticeship, and I was heartened by hearing what he said about carrying on his commitment to the Commonwealth.
Yep.
and to all of us around the world who are connected through the Crown.
Yes, indeed. I think he'll do well. He's had plenty of practice. I gather from one source that told me that over the last few years he's been doing much of the Queen's work anyway. So he's probably pretty well up with it.
Yes, yes. And it sounds like William will be taking on a lot of, as the new Prince of Wales. Mm. So it sounds like they've got themselves pretty well organised.
Yes. I think so, yes, indeed. And I was thinking about it and I thought, I wonder if I'll be around when King George gets to the throne, but I somehow don't think I will, unless these two kings go fast.
Yes, it is quite odd to be thinking about succession when we've had the stability of Queen Elizabeth in our lives for generations.
Yeah. That's for sure. She came to the throne in 1953, I think it was. So it's a long time. And bringing up a family and everything else. But she had a very good support, I think, from Prince Philip.
Yes, they looked like a pretty good team.
Yep. Getting back home again, of course, we've got flooding now and heat waves next. Is the government putting any plans in for the summertime and the heat?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. Minister, so Kieran McInulty, who's obviously involved with civil defence but also with local government, has been travelling around the country in both of those roles, unfortunately, are becoming more and more connected. And the idea of building resilience and mitigation is a big question. And so, it comes down to, I guess there's a few things.
Yep.
What do we need to do? So being really clear about the science and as much as that can predict what we are up against, and how do we prepare for that? And then, of course, where do the resources come from? So we've got to do some really honest, open conversations about how we support people who are most affected. I just read a report yesterday, actually, that suggested that it is actually communities like or places like Hamilton and Waikapo that are going to see the sustained increase in heat. We always think of the East Coast and drought. And, of course, those of us who live in the middle of dairy country, we understand the importance of water in a way that maybe, some of the other parts of the country that are a little more prepared for dry spells. I think we've got some really honest conversations to have with our whole communities and the part that local government, central government, and, of course, stakeholders like the farmers and small communities about water storage, changing our land use to make us more resilient in the future. I know that further down in Taranaki there's been some significant work going on to diversification of land use to help as we're thinking about how we adjust. But of course at the same time we've got to do our best to minimise the changes in the climate and really fight hard to to reduce our carbon footprint as quickly as possible. So we need to do both.
It is a big one, and it's going to be a big one for some time, I'm sure of that. And yes. Certainly looking at that as a major issue for the government in the next year. And then we have an election, and we see what happens after that, I guess.
And that's, of course, the tricky bit is to try and... Actually, we need to make it as apolitical as possible, because it is intergenerational. The decisions we make today, or if we kick the can down the road, it isn't me that's going to be paying for it necessarily in my lifetime, but my children and our grandchildren. And so we've got to be... and it's been wonderful, quite heartening to see, for example, rural communities coming together and having honest conversations in the development of He Waka Eka Noa, for example. It isn't perfect. Collaboration is time-consuming and it's messy, but it is what it is necessary if we're going to prepare and have a good future for ourselves and our kids.
Well, there we are, and that's... very positive statement, and I like what I hear. The other thing that a lot of people are worried about is the ram raids, gunshots, robbery, and all that sort of stuff. I was just talking to David Benn, and he said the gangs really don't get enough sort of clout against them.
Well, the only thing I do is I come back to the evidence. Okay, and this is the difficulty, is that those who are directly impacted by violent and aggressive crime, you know, it is significant and it's huge. But when we look at the system, we have had some significant... The police have made some significant ground with the gangs in recent times. But, you know, I had a conversation with the Minister of Justice about this a couple of days ago about, you know, prevention is better than cure. And to be actually, you know, connecting with those young people before, you know, when the, you know, I've come from the education system, and we know who those kids are. And the earlier we can intervene and wrap around them before they become part of the justice system, the better. It isn't about being soft on crime, but it is about actually connecting with those young people and really significantly address all of the things that are sending them off in the wrong direction. And ideally, significant wraparound, which is a heck of a lot cheaper than putting them into the prison system. Yeah. And of course, all of the waste, intergenerational waste, not just that person not reaching their potential, but also the impact of being able to reduce victims. And also the intergenerational impact on children whose parents are in prison. So, you know, the earlier we can wrap around those young people before they're in a car doing a ram raid is one thing. And so ideally we can bring that down. And of course, we need to be dealing with those young people when they are getting involved in that criminal activity.
So that's a good one.
But it isn't just a matter of locking them up because they've been in a ram raid, because actually that's just locking them into that pathway.
Yes.
And their chance of recidivism and all of those things are greatly diminished. So, it's
locking them up is not an answer, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with you there. Well, the time's running out on us, unfortunately,
okay.
Angela. But it's been good to have you on, and I hope I can have you on a regular basis, maybe every fortnight. Would that work?
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Waikato and King Country is a vast area, and, you know, between Jamie and I, we had such different conversations with different, you know, whether it's from Raglan down right down to my end of the patch, down south of Rotorua. So it would be really great. It's been lovely to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Yep, well, put you in my book right now for a fortnight's time. How's that?
That sounds great. Okay.
Lovely. Lovely to talk to you, Angela. Have a good week.
Yes. Well, I'm in Hamilton, so it's going to be a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.